We're in Simon Lamed Beis, Seif Gimel. Yichtevein b'dyoy shachar. The tefillin need to be written with black ink. Bein sheyesh bay me'afotzim. Whether that black ink has in it me'afotzim. Bein sheloy bay me'afotzim. Whether it does not have me'afotzim. Afotzim are these. It's called a gall nut, which grows on a tree. It's like shaped like a marble, and when it's soaked in water, so that's me'afotzim. So the dyoy should be black. And it doesn't make a difference, the Mechaber says, whether it has me'afotzim in it or not. Ulechatchila yachmir lichtov b'dyoy ha'asuya me'ashan eitzim. The Rama says that lechatchila one should add into the ink the carbon from eitzim. In other words, when you burn wood, so it creates a black carbon. So that carbon, lechatchila, should be added into the dyoy. Oishmanim shruyim b'me'afotzim, or it should have in it oils which are soaked in mei afotzim. Ukumayshi isbar b'yeredei simin reish ayin aleph. Kosav afilu ois achas b'shar minei tzevoinim oi b'zahov. If one writes even one letter of the tefillin in a different color other than black, even if it's gold, harei elu psulim the tefillin apostle. We'll stop over here. We'll move to the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, B'dyoy Shachar, the tefillin has to be written with black ink. U'dyoy Shemare'eu Doyme Lamara, Kochoy Lain Bir Alocha. Regarding blue ink, take a look in the Bir Alocha. Ne'ashan Eitzim, it should have in it ash, carbon from Eitzim. Perush, V'layate L'toyche Kuma Eikan Kantim. It should not have within it Kuma, which is like a gummy substance, which gives the dyoy thickness. Eikan Kantim, nor should it have Kankantim. Kankantim is powder made from a ground-up rack. Shekarin b'lachshin ashkenaz kuper vaser. Ki lechatchila b'inan ksav sheyuchal lehimachik. The reason why it should not have these ingredients is because lechatchila we need a ksav that can be erased. Val yedei kuma kankantayim ksav oimed vein inimchak. And when one adds in kuma or kankantayim, the ksav becomes permanent and it cannot be erased. V'zehu ha'koy l'mitzvah min amuvcher bilvad. All this is just to have it al tzad ha'yeser toiv. Aval ledina Ladina, you can have all three. And that's the minig lasis kayyim al yedei tarei v'shloshdan that we have me'afotzim, kuma, and kankantayim v'al yedei bishol, and we cook it. The hachi yad of tvei, because when it's cooked, it's better, like it says in the Mishkanes Yaakov. V'ayim b'magan Avram shekosav, d'biyom av leiro, gam kein le'echad m'negdeilim. The Magan Avram says he never saw any gadol shenag lasis b'dyoy ha'asim miyashan eitzim u'shmanim that was makbid for this that it says in the Ramah to have ashan eitzim and shmanim in the dyoy. Ach efshir d'hayu oisin midyoy shal koitzim k'moy shasim b'shem ha'maril. But it is possible that the ink that the Magen Avraham did see them making was made from thorns and brush, as is mentioned in the Maril. V'chein posak b'sefer get mekusher. Ubesefer Birki Yosef, Laasais Kiminogenu Achshav. They both say to make the dyoy like we make it today. The hadyoy haasei me'ashan eitzim u'shmonim miskalkal v'nimchak benokal. Because if you do like the Ramah, that dyoy is easily becomes ruined. Al yedei al kain, it flakes and it comes off. Al kain einayigin achshav, and that's why we don't use the Ramah's dyoy. Rather, we are makbid to only use the dyoy made from kuma kankantayim and afotzim. Udyoy ha'asim mimei afotzim belvad. If the dyoy is made just from mei afotzim beloy kuma, without kuma, shakarim beloshen ashkenaz guma, oime kankantayim belvad. If it's made just from mei afotzim or just from kankantayim, posel afilu b'dyevet. Such dyoy is possible under all circumstances. Kein kosev agro b'biyurei l'kamon b'simen tofresh tzadik aleph ayin sham v'ayin b'bir halacha. Mutter lichtav tefillin mezuzas b'dyoy hanas mistan yenam. The halacha is that it's mutter to make tefillin and mezuzas from dyoy, which is made of stan yenam. V'ayin b'shari tshuva, where he says that although it's mutter, it's better not to, it's better to be mekadesh ourselves with things that are mutter. But l'maisa l'halacha, it's mutter. Dyoy ein tzarech lasis lishma, and dyoy does not have to be made lishma. Ois achas, if even one letter is written without dyoy, it's possible. Lav dafka duadin mixas ois, even part of an ois that's written without dyoy is possible. Kagon kutzah shal yud, and if it's written sifkot yud b'shar minei tzivayinim, she'enam shachar, kagain ha'adam v'ayarek, if you use red or green, u'kayetz behem, in all cases it's going to be pasul. Says the bir halacha, yichtevein b'diyoy shachar, the diyoy should be black. V'ayin b'ramam perak aleph mehilchas tefillin, shekosav da'alocha l'mayish misinai, d'nemar shiyu kaysim v'diyoy, l'nemar rak l'mayit shar minei tzevainim. The shita sarambam is that it just has to be black. When it says that it needs to be written with diyoy, all that means is that it has to be black, and not with other colors, kagain ha'adam v'ayarek u'kayetze behen. Mashma, the b'kol davar shi'asa mimeno mara shachar k'diyoy kosher. It's mashma from the Rambam that all you need is that it should be black. But what the ingredients that go into that black ink are do not make a difference. V'rak shi'ya miskayim, as long as it's a black ink that lasts. V'ken kosev v'hilchus sefer Torah, echad me'esrim dvarim ha'paislam sefer Torah, who im nechtav b'loy shachar ha'oimid. So you see from the Rambam that the shita Rambam is that it doesn't make a difference what the diyoy is made out of. Diyoy just means black. V'im haya amara daima l'amara ha'kachol. If the diyoy was blue, shekarim b'lashen askren as blue, nira le'ani yasdaiti she'esh l'hachmer b'zeh, says the bir alocha, that would be possible. V'raya michulan memzayin on v'beis, kekuchlo k'sherio. It says over there, regarding various types of treifas, so it says if the color is blue, it's kosher, kedyusa treifa, and if it's like dyusa, it's treif. So you see that blue and diyoy is not the same color. The after Rambam mashma da alocha loynemer rak shiyeh mara shachar, that even though from the Rambam it's mashma that all you need is black, and it doesn't make a difference what it's made out of, ubeirarnu lakamon besimin lamon gimel, and even though by Ritzuas we said blue would be enough, Shani Hacha over here by writing it's different. Because since the halacha is that it needs diyoy, after diyoy lav dafka la Rambam, even though the ingredients of diyoy according to the Rambam is lav dafka, but who didn't call Mara Shachar, it could be anything that's black. But it has to be black. So if it's blue, it's not going to be good. That you need the ingredients of diyoy as well. So blue would be out. There still is room for further investigation. Which is black, if it would look like the color of a raven, that's also not going to be kosher for diyoy. Ukedemuchach benida chaf amar aleph, where over there it says the maris hadiyoy shocher yoyser mi maris ha'ayiv. It says that diyoy is blacker than the black of a raven. The amar sham shocher kediyoy tmeya ka'ayiv hu bichlal dia mikain v'tahar. That would be tahar. So the same way that we said that blue would not be included in black, so too would come out that shachar ka'ayriv would also not be included in black for diyoy. V'im kein, the question is, if that's the case, so then why amai b'medrash shachiris ka'ayriv? Why does the medrash say that it's black like a raven? Elu ha'aisius is referring to the aisius. So l'chayritz akasha, and black like a raven should not be good. But l'maisa, you can't learn out halacha from agadis. Inami yesh lemer b'doichak, or you could answer a shvera teretz, the shachar ka'irev, who shachar gamken k'diyoy, that shachar ka'irev is also black like diyoy, aval k'diyoy halach, but like wet diyoy, not like dry diyoy. V'u gamken tar k'demuchach sham b'gemara, so that would answer that kasha. V'afilu im tivoy liyos nishcha l'gamri achar aksiva, and even if the nature of this ink is that after it dries, it becomes totally black. Yesh la'ayin b'zeh tuva yikosha b'di'evid. It's a shayla if we can be mekel b'di'evid. Aloy alocha ne'emar shiyu kaisman b'di'ay. Because it has to be written totally black, like di'ay. And shachar ka'ir, if we said, is not black enough. K'disi b'Yerushalmi. V'lay ne'emar shiyeh shach kosov hastam b'di'ay. At the time that it's written, it needs to be black. Anything that's going to be black, even if it's not, not like Rabbeinu Tam, who says that if it's from Me'afotzim, it's not going to be kosher. Beis Yosef, a Tzarech Ian, and this Shaila would be Lamaisa, a Tzarech Ian, Lagabe, Shachar Ka'oiviv. Says the next Bir Alocha, Ben Shiesh by Me'afotzim, a Mechaber Sosam Dvar of the Mechaber is soisim v'loy perish mimala soisim. He doesn't say what the ink should be made out of. Mishum da'afilu em hu osu mikan kantim mi'afotzim. Oy migumo mi'afotzim kosher, because he holds that if it's made even from two ingredients alone, kan kantim mi'afotzim or guma mi'afotzim, that would be kosher. The mishne minim biyachad nikra d'yoy, because two minim together is already called d'yoy. Udloike Rabbeinu Tam, the oiser b'zeh, not like Rabbeinu Tam, who asers mi'afotzim in Dioy, Kumesha Bera Bebes Yosef. Came Bera Hagro Besimin Tafresh Tzadik Aleph, Lakamon, Vegam Besimin Ze, Ramaz Laze, De Laze, Loy Kosova Shulchanorach, Rak Sheyesh Boy, Filoy Kosova Filom Adioy, who Meafotzim Bilvad. That's why the Gro explains, the Mechaber says, Ben Sheyesh Boy Meafotzim, in others, because it has something else besides the Meafotzim, but not that it's just made from Afotzim Bilvad. Meyushev Bezeh, Kushis HaPrima Godim, wanted to know why it says Mei Afotzim and not Afotzim. So the Gra is explained, according to this explanation of the Gra, that's not the issue. The issue just is that it has something else besides the Mei Afotzim as well. Lezeh Bar Amo, V'hoisif Delechatchili Yesh Lahachmir, Shaloi La'asoysay Me'uriv B'kankantay Me'guma, and on that, the Amo is adding that it's better to be Machmir, not to make it from a mixture of because those two ingredients cause the dioy not to be erasable. Because it's only going to be kosher b'dievet if you use me'afatzim and kankantim. And guma also is a ksav she'eni yochel imachik, u'kidi'isa b'saita, Daf Yud Zayin b'Mishnah. V'chein muchach b'Rambam perek alf me'ilchus tefillin alocha dalet ayin shom. V'ein kavanas ha'ramo loymer, but the Ramo does not mean to say d'lechatchila dafka me'oshon v'loy me'etzim gufayu. He doesn't mean to say that it should dafka be from the ash, from the carbon, from the smoke, but not from the ingredient of the tree, the bark of the tree itself. D'harei b'yayardeya b'simen reish ayin alef ha'ramo gufa kosev d'lechatchila yoyse toiv sh'yasem yidavar abomin ha'etz. Because over there he says specifically that it could be, that it's even better if it comes from an ingredient from a tree itself. He says so explicitly. The Rama is coming to exclude this that the Beis Yosef is saying, just stam black ink. The mashma kol shu shachar is mashma like the Shitas Rambam, that anything that's black, kemenshu miskayim v'hu nikar, ala klaf diyayu, that anything black is called diyay, which is the Shita Serambam. So the Rama perhaps is coming to exclude that. That no, you shouldn't just rely on anything black. Rather, the lechatchila yachmir kediv Rebbeinu Tam should be machmir like the Shita of Rebbeinu Tam, the dafka bom min ha'etz, that you should specifically use an ingredient that comes from a tree.